The Lime Hills Fire, the biggest wildfire in the state at 170,000 acres, has two crews, about 80 people working that fire. Eight new smoke jumpers dropped east of the community yesterday. Francis Mitchell is with the State Division of Forestry.
They are doing some contingency planning for any fire that might spot across the river, upriver, east of the village, in case that should happen, because right now there's no fire on the south side of Stony River. The fire has been moving primarily to the north, but there's some eastward movement also.
Lime Village is located across the river from the fire. It's gotten within a half mile of the community in the past week, and it could get close again.
Well, hot, dry weather, and if the wind shifts and you get a strong wind from the north, then it is certainly possible, because the fire can spot way, way ahead. You know, embers can spot way ahead of where the main fire is.
The Moose Creek Fire near the community of Stony River is now 50% contained at 19 acres. It's in full protection status. 22 crew members intend to stay there until the fire's out.
It's only, I think, about 7 miles from the village. And so if there was a wind shift, a strong wind from the north, certainly, and the fire started jumping, it could definitely be a threat to the village, because the current location of the fire, where the fire is right now, is in dense black spruce, which is very volatile fuel. Certainly, the village could be threatened, and that is the primary reason that there is that crew in there trying to put the fire out while it's that small.
And near the Kuskokwim River, two fires burn near the village of Crooked Creek.
The other two fires have a total of about 100 people on them, and they are again, working to put those fires out, and they've been making good progress, but there is still a number of hot spots within the periphery. They've kept them from growing bigger. The two fires together total 220 acres at this point.
The fire in Lake Clark National Park has now burned more than 2,400 acres and scorched a small runway. Eight new smoke jumpers dropped yesterday. To date, 327 fires have burned more than 440,000 acres across the state. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.